You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome, welcome back to now what is episode 3 of Zargates Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and what a week it's been. Here in England, we've had the lows of losing yet another European football final. And at the time of recording, we appear to be in what seems to be a worldwide IT outage. So I hope that this gets to you wherever you are in the world across the airways. But we've had a couple of highs this week as well, with some lovely ratings and reviews for the pod. Somebody left me a review referring to me as, I quote, the poshest gamer in the world, which I thought was great. I mean, I guess being the best in the world has got to be a compliment, right? So without further ado, I guess we should crack on with the world's poshest gaming podcast.
Community question of the week.
Some of you may have caught it, but this week we did our first text-based AMA in Telegram, which was great, and it was super cool to come and hang out with you guys and answer some questions. I had some great questions during the hour that I spent. So for this week's community question, I wanted to do things a little bit differently and pick up on one of the major themes that came out of that AMA session. A lot of people are interested to know more about our choice of blockchain. What chain we are developing? Are we going to have our own? So I thought I'd just touch upon that a little bit more here. And what I can say on that subject is that for now, anyway, nothing is set in stone, but we are deep diving into Ton. We're in talks with them on an ongoing basis around the support that they can give. This includes their foundation. And we love their vision for the future. Their social design fits and aligns really nicely with us too. So it's not to say that we won't be looking at being cross-chain or maybe further down the road looking to build out our own blockchain, but this is definitely a consideration and a route that we are strongly considering at the moment. So do watch this space over the coming weeks and months. So I hope that answers questions that we have around the blockchain. Do keep sending me your questions in for next week's episode. Best place to do that is just to message me on X. I'm at hashd, that's H-A-S-H-D. Ask your questions and I will feature you on next week's episode.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
As I floated over the last couple of episodes, our happy hour has now kicked off in full swing every day for you guys to log in and claim your free rewards. At the moment, the daily rewards are predominantly emeralds, but we are going to be dropping some different things into there, so do keep logging in every day. The important thing to note is that we're not announcing it on the channel every day, so you guys need to keep on top of it. Make sure that you're logging in at the right time and claiming those rewards. But it is the same time every day, so just set an alarm. It's 3 p.m. London time. That's 6 p.m. if you're in Dubai, 9 p.m. over in Hanoi, as early as 10 a.m. Eastern time if you're in the States. It lasts for 2 hours, and you just need to log in during that window. Remember, if you invite somebody that accepts during that window, you get a whole load of extra rewards as well. Now, the huge announcement this week that we dropped is our partnership with our newest studio, Low Kick Games, and we're going to be bringing you their massive multiplayer RPG World Shards, which is on desktop. And I know that should excite a lot of you that have asked if we're going to be bringing games to the platform on a mixture of desktop and mobile. So this will be our first desktop game. There will also be a World Shards version for Telegram and mobile that will come a little bit later, but the first iteration will be on desktop. You're going to be able to log into the game, have a trial of it, do some specific Zargates quests, earn some extra coins into your account by just playing the game and enjoying it. I'm not going to introduce too much around the concept here at this stage because I'm going to be getting somebody from World Shards team on the podcast here. So I'll interview them. I'll ask them everything about it for you guys so they can describe in their own words their vision, what you can look forward to in the game, and why we should all be playing it for hours and hours and let it occupy all of our time. Right. With that, let me tell you about some more stuff that we've got coming up.
What is coming up soon?
You will have noticed that we've started kind of ramping things up from an infrastructure and a business side of things over the last few weeks with the publication of our white paper. We've got our roadmap for 2024 out now, a load of specifics around our tokenomics. And the next stage of that that you can look forward to is the launch of our new website, which is coming very soon. And the website, as well as being a great gateway for introducing Zargates to new users, is going to have some more information about the team and our partners, and for you to be able to kind of deep dive into more about us. So again, we'll drop when the website's live, but it's a really nice kind of step forward for us as we just keep progressing nicely through towards our TGE later on in the year. We are also drawing towards the end of season two. We're going to be making some changes going into season three. You can expect some changes in the referral and the invite system that is going to make it more rewarding for you guys with more instant rewards. We're going to be changing some of the infrastructure around diamonds and the leaderboards, and some new airdrop features for you as well in season three. So keep an eye out for these when they start being introduced between now and the end of the month. Lastly, I am recruiting. Yes, that's right. Some of you listening may already be a part of this, but I run an exclusive Zargates community champions group. And honestly, if you've made it this far listening into the podcast without turning it off, then this would be perfect for you guys. Me and a small number of players from the Zargates community get together. We have a forum for being able to give feedback, share ideas, championing Zargates to the public and new users. And I'm just about to start a new reward program for all of our champions in the way of game rewards and exclusive airdrops. So if you would like to join and be a part of that community with me, I have put a link in the show notes below for a short application form for you to complete. And it's also my pinned post on X. Reminder, that's at #D. So head there, fill in the form, join the fun, and be a true Zargates OG. Right, that's all for me from this week. Have a great weekend, enjoy the game, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.